Today we're going to start with being journey-minded. Being journey-minded is about the ability that get-out clause, that ease clause that you have, that is there in being journey-minded, about not panicking, being curious, allowing, appreciating different stops in your life, different, you know, sceneries, whether that is not such a great station you've landed at, or somewhere where the air, it's only an analogy, but somewhere where the circumstances, the places, the people feel good. And sometimes it doesn't. It feels like you stopped at a small station and it feels really backward. But when you are journey-minded, you get a wisdom that far surpasses the perception you're receiving from the senses. When you are journey-minded, you begin to possess certain qualities and skills and tendencies, like that wonderful ability to evaluate, to stop, to take in the bigger picture, to remind yourself of the bigger picture, to evaluate what's happening right now in relation to the bigger picture, to appreciate what's in front of you as a platform for clarifying or expanding or shifting your journey or redefining your journey or redefining parts of your journey. Being journey-minded can be one of the most amazing life skills you can practice, and it really is a mindset. It's a mindset. So that's where we want to begin this session with.